to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey.
No, man. Skawar. Let me get surnames right. Mahlangu and Metula.
Yes, I'm Metula.
Metula. Mahlangu.
Yes.
Yeah.
Metula. Bubana Metula. Babu yap.
We're from Swaziland originally.
Not sure,
we're from Mpumalanga, Tina.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Nina, that champion. That champion had a hip order a long time ago.
Essentially,
let's go.
Yeah, a long time.
Hey, Rufuna, 3-2-1.
Yeah,
we go straight, Tina.
Yeah, so basically, Tina, my family is based in Mpumalanga and Mbalenhle.
Yeah.
We still have some family as Eswazini, and, you know, but yeah, most of the people I'm most kind of closest with.
Mm.
As in Mpumalanga, and that's my mother's side.
I'm excited about this recording. It's a special one, this. We call it the Christmas special, ne?
Yes.
Let's call it that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so people can watch it while they're home.
You know?
You know what I mean? I'm David Mashabela. These young ones here call me Bra Dave. They've aged me by 10 years, instantly. I'm sitting in for McG today. Or am I? Really? Yeah.
And then I'm sitting in for Song.
Okay.
Really, this episode is about guys, you getting to understand the people behind the cameras, behind computers, fact checker, ututu, whose name is spoken about, just about all of you are spoken about on this show. So it's going to be fun. It's a podcast and chill. It starts with
drop it.
I've always wanted to do that. Well, it's happening here. Gents, you guys well?
Nice.
And a lady, we've already started.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
We already know where your people are from.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
When did you get the call that you're going to be a part of this?
So it was in 2020.
Oh.
That's
okay.
When it happened. Yes. My younger brother, he was the one that was just a fan of the show. And he was like, you know, I heard Len and Max saying they're looking for a producer. Mm. And it sounds like they're looking for you because that's what you do anyway.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, I'll give it a try. I'll send them an email. I sent the email. They came back to me. They're like, yeah, please come through, but we can't pay you.
Okay.
But
yes,
please do, you know, assist us with content. So, and that's where it started.
Wait, what were you doing then?
I was working for a marketing company. Yeah, but it was more of a contract. It wasn't anything permanent at the time. So I had a lot of free time. And honestly, my mom had just passed. Like, it had been like 2 months since she had passed.
Yes.
Then, yeah. So I was just looking for something to keep me occupied.
And keep busy. The mind busy.
Yes, and something exciting because truthfully, I'm not really a person with marketing, to be quite honest.
Mm, mm.
As much as I was doing pretty well, you know, but when I heard about this, I was like, okay, this is definitely something I would enjoy doing. This is something I like, you know. It's different because I was producing for radio.
Mm.
It's slightly different.
So you've done producing for radio.
Yes.
Where did you do that?
I was working at a community radio station.
Okay.
And it was the biggest radio station in, like, you know, the East Rand.
Oh, yeah. What is it? Kasi.
Kasi.
Yes,
if you know it,
Kasi,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I was working there as a content producer for their drive time show, midday
okay.
show.
Okay.
I also did a talk show at some point.
Jeez.
Yes.
So you thought I can do this?
I thought I really
did. You
take
did
it
you
on.
Like the show, or it was your brother's influence, really?
When my brother spoke about it, I started watching just to see what
okay.
do they talk about
and
what happens. And I thought, okay, I can bring in something into this.
You didn't
I
think it was too young for you?
No, I didn't think so.
Yeah,
I didn't think so, especially because of Mac. I used to listen to Mac in my school transport
going
to school, you know, because it would pick me up at 5 a.m. in the morning. So I'd catch the 1 hour,
yes.
you know, there. So I was like, I really would love to work
wow.
with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's how it came
And
about.
Look at you now.
Jeez, I'm now the executive producer.
How, my daughter?
So animali akhona vele executive.
Was the negotiation for the salary a difficult one? Because remember, you said it's you started at free.
Yes.
When you started free, you start at a terrible position. Because the first negotiation is just as low as free.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
So how was yours?
It was terrible. It was bad. You know, even my little, we were talking about it 2 days ago with my little brother. He was like, hey, look at you now. You've got your own apartment. Do you remember when you were still earning less than this? And I was like, yeah, I remember. No, don't do that.
Less than what?
So it was very, like, a small amount. And I also didn't know how to charge.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's a podcast, so... How do you even charge, you know?
How do they make money?
How do they make money? Exactly. That was my thing. I was like, how does this whole thing work? So whatever offer I got, I was like, okay, sure. And then a few months later, I was like, yo, Mac, can we make it this amount maybe? Because now...
I'm working.
Know, yeah. And it was like, if you are guaranteeing us that we're going to have interviews every single week, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay, let me try. I've got a contact book, but let me see.
Let me find out from Spiwe, the notorious Spiwe, who had a blowjob in my studio.
No,
it's
no.
Fine. We'll move past that.
I learned a blowjob wrong. The other day, I was walking in the mall with my mom. Someone is like, "Hey, my blowjob." So so my mom young bear, I was with her. No, I must come down with this. It's done. It's gone. It's been an air now.
You've moved.
Do you know that his sentencing Yaga Mandela happened in the 60s? We never forgot.
Yeah.
And we will never forget that he was once in prison for 27 years.
Ish, man. Yeah.
Do you want us to ever forget?
Yeah, we must forget.
Do you guys want us to ever forget? You are also coming here. Do you want us to ever forget that it happened?
Yeah. Everywhere I go, hey, blow job.
Can't I see who it is?
No, I'm not my blow job. We must pee.
So, did you get a blow job?
Me? No, it wasn't me. I wasn't here.
So it's not you. This story is fake.
Yeah, it's fake. It was my umzimba wami bo.
You were here in spirit. Okay, did your spirit get a blowjob?
That's what it said.
I told you that.
Yeah,
I told you.
Were you here when that happened?
No, I wasn't here.
It was before you joined, or you were not here at all?
I was not here. I was already working with the podcast, but I wasn't really coming.
Oh, yeah, there was a time when you were not coming to the set. Yeah,
yeah. Because I would tell Mac, like, Mac, you don't pay me enough for me to travel all the paycheck. Way from Vosloo to here.
As soon as the paycheck went up, she started coming.
Really? Has she been a perfect fit, though, for the team?
Yeah. Almost definitely.
Yeah. What do you like about her?
Ish. Yeah. She's my older sister. She's a sister I never had.
Wow.
Even now, you know. I contact her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
It has gotten to that point.
Is there anybody else that does that?
A few people do that.
Here? In this crew?
No. No. Neo does. But it's Neo, it's more like work related. Like, yo, dude, what do you think?
Oh.
Like, how can you guys demand so much from us? Come on, do you know it's a lot of work this thing we do? That's Neo. So yeah, but with Spear, honestly, I feel the same way even about him. Because even yesterday I called him because I bought a kettle.
Talk about that.
Yeah, I was like, look at this kettle. It's not what I expected.
On take a lot. The kettle had a plug.
Okay.
It's those stove ones.
Ah, sister.
Rajiv, I know. I don't know what happened. It was so cute. Even when I started showing it to him, nice. I was like, oh, it's nice. What's the problem? I'm like, look, dude. I flipped him. Like, look at this.
And the manje as umuntu onengqondo. I'm like, I know. If we say ngoba manje izo ligesi mama kumele ube ubilise amanzi ngestofu. So yabona nganyama advice. Ngikhona.
Let's talk about you and when you got the call, because I know you came. I remember seeing you. you didn't start with the guys.
Yeah.
You were not the sound guy at first.
Yeah. It was Aya performing.
It could easily be argued that you created that entire Aya situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the job. Right?
Damn. Damn.
It could be argued that Aya losing his job is because of you.
Damn, Ochi.
You could see what there's a gap here. Because I remember Aya coming alone.
Yeah, yeah.
For a while.
Yeah.
For a long while.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, Nizani too.
No, the jobs, because there was other shows. So now, obviously, we were working for the same company.
Mm-hmm, yes. So, for the E1.
So now, and imagine, when he's off, I am working there. When I'm off there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there was a...
So now we'd change. So...
So is the theory wrong?
Yeah, it's wrong. because he brought me in. I was interning there. Great guy. He was the first guy who gave me the platform to do stuff.
To come here?
Not besides here, there.
Okay.
So uthola ufuna ukufunda but abakubonisi fund bakubonisa kancane uhlalalana 3 hours yonke uhleli umbekile
akasholuthi
manje awufundi next. So he was the guy's like echo rockla.
So I got
yeah, and then from there.
So what do you have to say about Aya now so many months after he's left?
Shit, we don't speak anymore. Yeah.
But you're still acknowledging him as the guy.
Almost definitely.
Did you lose connection because of the show?
Yeah, we lost connection because I took this job. So to him it felt like betrayal and you know.
Have you called him?
I tried calling him, I texted him since.
Nothing.
We've never spoken since last year. December, November.
Oh no. That's it.
And imagine there was a time I saw his car. So
Hey my dog. He's thinking he's a hijacker.
Yeah. But now and then it pulled into a mall. I was like, ah shit. Like I literally wanted to see him.
You should have said to Putwag, he has the outing I miss.
Hey man.
Maybe. Mm. Do you miss him? Do you miss what you had?
Yeah, we had a lot of chemistry too. Okay?
Let us have those moments on TV where someone looks straight into the camera, and then they get their eyes get glassy.
Yeah,
and almost about to cry. This is when you mention something that camera.
That
this is when you mention something to I.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Get classy and emotional, man.
Hey, bro, I appreciate the put on. I appreciate the belief you had in me since day one and the things you told me throughout our time. Yeah. Mm. Just holla at me. I holla at you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Just answer the phone, bro. Oh,
man.
That's it, eh?
Yeah.
Where are you from? Where's home?
I'm from Benoni. I was born and raised in Benoni Crystal Park.
Are there people who are aware that you're the guy at Benoni?
Yeah, everywhere I go.
So they're aware, you're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the one who does this.
Yeah.
Are they proud?
Yeah. It was that blow.
you see, he's bringing it up.
The blow drops thing, it was like, Joe, Spada no Mac, hey man, we are proud of you. We, you know.
And then,
but now,
and then,
now it's all about blow job. You know.
So let me tell you, you got it. Some people have never had it.
Hey man. Hey man.
Some people have never had it.
For free, even. I'm going to a chiller's punch. I six.
Before they get it.
Yeah, boss.
Now he admitted to having had it. Took a while.
Hey, Joe, you want to take that out?
Move it. Don't worry.
Let me tell you how much flag I got for that bloody blowjob.
Mm.
I remember getting a call while the show was on. Because I wasn't here when it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone say, are you aware? of what happened in your studio. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, are you aware there was a blowjob? I wasn't happy, I must admit.
Yes, yes.
Let me just say this now. I was not happy at all. And I had a chat with Mac. And I called you Ghosty. And the only statement I said, and I remember I called Saul as well. I said, I need an adult in that room. Just one. Just one person who say, hi, Vach, that's wrong. And I remember Saul say, but I told
him. Did he, though? Did he?
Seriously, as I say, he did. I remember that moment so well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Has it been good, this experience for you? This working for, for on this show.
I've had the best year of my life this year, besides an accident. I had the best year.
Wow.
Yeah, and with this year, yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, yeah.
What stands out?
Fuck, just growth, like spiritually even, man.
Because is the spiritual growth, la? Is this spiritual growth?
Yeah, it's being cool.
It's
cooling our spirits.
Okay, let's hear your spiritual growth.
No, man, like after my accident, I started noticing a lot of things. Like, people are kept around me.
Mm.
Things I'll do on a day to day.
Yeah.
And people I wasn't supposed to be with, which I was with that time. After the accident, roughly 10 people came to see me or asked how was I.
Yes.
But after that, seeing people after that, oh shit, they don't even know I had an accident. And some of them are family members. Some of them were close friends. So now,
what has that taught you? What has that taught you about us humans?
People don't care about each other. Like umuntu, you think unendaba nawe kanti next. It's just at that time you're convenient for them. So we are sure they can benefit something from you.
Jeez, man, there has been a spirit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Small, but it's there.
Yeah,
there is.
No. Yeah,
you've grown, my man. This is growing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is growing up. Growth. Nothing more.
Yours,
has it been an exciting year for you? Or actually, since you've been here?
Yes, I think this year has been really like the best year of my life. I'll mention my little brother again because 2 days ago we were having this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You know, if it wasn't for whatever it is that is like happening at home, you could easily say this has been the best year of your life."
What?
And he's not wrong, you know. Truthfully, it has been such a good year.
What stands out?
Jeez, it's quite a lot, hey? It's quite a lot. It's... Okay, for me, honestly, I remember talking to Saul one day, you know. Telling him. Why are you laughing?
He probably knows the story. Because I can hear you guys talk about the Getlel.
No.
Kumalama Getlel probably knows the story. Do you want to tell the story? All right, go ahead.
I remember telling Saul, like, he was like, yeah, I see that you come to set a lot lately. That was earlier in the year. And I told him that, you know what, sometimes when parents have passed, the environment at home is quite different. It changes. I'm an only girl. I've got brothers only. So I told myself that I'm just going to go to sit and be present and do what needs to be done.
Mm.
That also helps me move away from whatever it is that is just not sitting right with me.
Okay.
And truth be told, I think that was the best decision I ever made because the bond that I have with the crew.
Mm.
I see them almost every day.
Yes.
You know, I spend a lot of time with these guys.
Yeah.
This is Black Studios. It's Pure as well.
Do you know her company? Do you know?
No. I don't spend as much time with her because she only comes through like once.
Oh yeah, yeah, for this. Yes, yeah.
You know,
well, so Fred Checker has a company. No one knew about it.
What is it called, Fred?
No one knew about it.
It's now called feisty something.
It's feisty. It's feisty B.
Okay.
Feisty B. We didn't know about it. That's
it's an exotic B is for her name.
B is her name.
Oh, it's not for the other B.
Feisty B.
It's not a bad B.
She'll come here. She'll tell us all about it.
I can't wait.
She's already saying. They don't know I get tenders. But it's been a great year.
It really has been such a good year.
I'm still curious to know what stands out about it. There has to be something.
I think what stands out is for me, more than anything, is the energy. Yeah. Mm. I've worked in different work environments. There hasn't been any place where the energy is this way.
Mm.
I don't wake up, even when I'm tired, I don't feel like, yo, I have to go to work.
Mm.
You know, I get here and then whatever mood I'm in, they know I wasn't in the best mood today.
Yeah, but
I'm in a much better mood.
We waited today. For you.
Dave.
We waited.
Dave.
She did it on a bathroom. Me like that with you. Bathroom number one, number two, got to number three. A bath.
Yeah, so honestly, the energy here, it's really a positive workspace.
Yeah.
You know, even other jobs that I've done, even if I loved it, but at some point you could pick up some toxicity here and there. And here, honestly, I feel like we all respect each other. We all enjoy being in each other's presence. You know, I remember Notato one day saying, you mustn't tell your girl to M7Zin.
Because it feels like that.
It really does feel that way. It really does.
That's awesome.
You walk through the door, whatever outfit you're wearing, they roast you for whatever you're wearing. You know?
Look, already. Does he get the most roasts? Or?
He roasts everyone the most.
Yeah, my dog.
I was wearing like black and white pants. Black and white pants, but he kept saying, I'm wearing striped horse. You know, so it's
where's striped horse? Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. So honestly, it is what stands out for me is the energy.
The energy here.
None like ever.
When you look to the future of your life in relation to the space, mm-hmm. what comes to mind?
Damn. Yeah, I told you that, but maybe. Yeah.
You don't have to answer.
Because, you know, they
let's
saying,
delete that.
Pradeep, you know what they keep saying? They're like, but does Pradeep even know us? What is he even going to ask us? I'm telling you, Pradeep, that's what they were saying. And I was like, no, relax. Let me tell you something.
I've mastered the art of conversation.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. You can talk about anything with me and I can talk to you about anything and we'll hold a topic for an hour. I don't know where I get it, but it seems I've mastered it.
Look at now, you're saying. Because, I mean, 2 minutes is enough.
You're done.
2 minutes.
It means you're really quick. You can get numbers in 2 minutes.
Boom, boom, boom. They say, uzo wala ngelinye ilanga.
If we ever got your numbers, comment.
Tell us.
If he's asking for your numbers and you're saying no, tell us.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
You started it.
It's probably all million of them. ladies, I mean.
Yes. All million of them. You had to clarify.
Yes.
So is that a trick question about the future?
No,
but it's a deep question. Okay, it's kind of heavy. But in relation to this workspace, what I've realized is that I'll start here. When I was studying journalism, our lecturer used to always like tell us your contact book is important. And when I was still studying, they used to hand out these little notebooks where we would write the contact books.
Yeah. You know?
So I realized that it is very important.
Mm.
And because of the contact book that I have now, it opens opportunities for other things. You That's know, true. I've done work for, you know, shows that are on, like, you know, multi-chores. I've done a bit of work here and there, you know. But where I'm looking at it from a growth perspective, that I would like, you know, to just grow in this media space.
Wow.
Recently registered my own business. Wink, wink, boosie.
Yeah. And the name? What's the name?
It's Metula Media Solutions.
Utole inspiration from Mike.
His solution, yeah. You need solution.
Yeah. But I also have solutions. But he's a sound solutions. Yeah. And a media holistically.
I must tell you, eh? You know? Lama solution. Ungati inspired labantu ba matenda. Kunama.
Yes, there's a lot.
Kunama solutions.
Yeah. Eish. There's plenty.
Everywhere, there's solutions.
And I mean, audio wise, ne? Because my company, it's called Noma Yin.
Okay.
So I literally, I tried everything.
Okay.
Printing, even construction.
Wow.
Construction. I've tried everything. So, Marcy, when I signed the contract, they're like, hey, yo, I'll be business. And then that's my business. But now I registered a trading name.
Yeah.
So trading name is Angle Audio Solutions.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I was like, I know.
Because Noma Yin was a little reckless.
Is that the name of the company?
Yeah.
Yes.
Noma Yin.
Noma Yin. I logo ya kona. I signed this.
So you were like proper Athama Fukad. Noma Yin operations.
I was trying to do anything and everything.
So have you quieted down the Noma Yin state of mind to just audio?
No.
You still Noma Yin?
Yeah, I still, everything I can get my hands on, I do.
What are you looking at right now? There must be something. There must be a newspaper you saw. Somebody sent you a text with check out today.
What I'm now, man. Now it's mostly audio because there's also other piece nyana jobs that come.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But other than that,
you know
what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Angu Sound Solutions?
Uh-huh.
Audio Solutions is the best.
In the country.
It's working.
I think it's working more than
Noma Yin. It's working.
Because sometimes when you have like a whole lot of things going on in the country, people just don't understand.
What you're up to.
Like, what is happening? Construction?
Okay, sound.
That you are incapable, but looking at what you've achieved now, it looks like the Anguan is working. Better.
Okay, yeah.
Noma Yin.
Noma Yin.
Can we all do this?
Noma Yin.
Everybody? Noma Yin.
Because Nakona.
Letani Spani. Piofuni Noma Yin.
Noma Yin, nigga.
I've got another trading name, which is a cleaning service.
Jeez. Yeah. Dude, what is the name?
No, it's still Angu Cleaning Services.
Oh, my God. Who Angu Loban?
Angu, so I couldn't think of a name, man. It was hard. So Angu, Ngumahla Angu. So I just took the last four.
You knew this. What else you guys talk about? Did you know I'm Noma Yin?
I was talking about everything. We really do. And now we're kind of neighbors. We don't stay that far from each other.
Oh, okay.
So
you've moved?
Yes, I moved from Fosso.
She's in the north now. In the north.
You do know that Fosso is not Joburg.
What is it, Pradeep? Fosso is not Joburg. Ki-ing. You know, I can believe that because when I go to Mbalenhle, we just drive. Like 2 hours we're there.
You see what I mean?
Yes. So I believe that.
It's not Joba.
Yeah.
It's the East Rand.
They're going to fight you, but yeah.
No, you can't. You can't fight me. Nothing. Actually, I have a lot of respect for the East Rand.
Yeah. Sure.
The East Rand produces the most singers in the country. I know the people in the Eastern Cape will fight this, but it's true.
That's very true.
The East Rand, when it comes to great gospel singers, the East Rand is always ahead.
Yeah. I know.
And you can say, I got
Joni. Yeah, we've got Benjamin Dube.
Benjamin Dube. Abo Lira. East Rand.
Abo Lira. A whole lot of people in the industry. You know, your DJ's booze is the East.
Keep going, you see. Know,
your souls, your myself.
You're myself.
You're me.
Do you know what? I wish you guys well. I think what you've done here with Mac is amazing. And everyone is in awe of what you've achieved. And I say, may it continue to grow and be amazing, you know? Your role, and I know this because I have conversations with Mac in particular, and he appreciates what you guys do. I don't know if he tells it.
Something.
No, trust me. He holds all of you in high regard. You know, you're special.
Individually or as a team.
Ah, you're born.
You must know.
There's always that child. Ufunukuba number one. So you are that child.
He is.
In few words, how is it working with Mac?
It's really such a roller coaster working with Mac.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna
besides
lie.
The blue ticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a blue tick.
We're a blue tick, man. Yeah.
He doesn't blue tick me anymore.
anymore.
Has it been a problem within the group, this blue tick problem?
Kind of, but not necessarily, you know, because ultimately with me, it's a matter of he can't necessarily blue tick me for long because we need to discuss what's going to happen
that's
with
true.
The show.
That's
you know?
True. You need to discuss the next episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, so it's not the same. But working with Mac is absolutely great. Very scary, you know.
Scary?
Because, you know, scary in a sense that you never know what he might say. You know what? While you're sitting here, like you don't know.
Really, when you're shooting, when you're in this room.
Yes, yes. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm enjoying the moment, but I don't know where this can go.
Well,
and I'm happy that now I spend a lot of time in studio. That if he has off ramped, I'm able to say, Mac, maybe we shouldn't include that one because honestly, we're not trying to get cancelled anymore. We're working. We're doing better.
I'll tell you this much. He doesn't care about being cancelled.
He doesn't, definitely.
It doesn't bother him.
It definitely.
Yeah, he's moved past that.
He does
that
not
era.
Have that fear.
No,
definitely.
Not at all. He's grown past that.
He really has.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm very happy to work with Mac. Mm. I think he's quite a fair person, so to say, you know. When you are not doing your job, he tells you straight up, like, no, you're really dropping the ball.
Exactly.
You know, he's going to say it in his own little way, like, what the fuck is this? But
he's
just literally...
I'm rude, man. I'm rude, and I'm a text. Like, when I got text, okay, he's asking something relevant.
The wording.
Text my friend. Oh, I'm shining. You got to chill with all that, bro.
Who does that? Who does that? You do.
I who
says you got to chill with all
that? Nah. I'm just saying, Guti. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So dog baru.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you know, once you know him, you kind of know that he doesn't mean it. Like, he's not being malicious.
Yeah.
It's just the way he speaks.
It's the bigger picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's just how he speaks.
Besides being rude, what's so cool about, or not cool about working with Mac?
There's nothing not cool. Everything is on par, man.
Yeah.
Everything, man.
Speak
of why.
Forever hold your peace.
Information.
Is that Davis has a safe space.
Wait.
What do you want him to talk about? You guys look like Yazi Union. They spoke outside.
And
when are you raising it? So, Manji, you're not raising it. And now she's frustrated.
No, bro. You said working with Mac, right?
Working with Mac.
Working with Mac is dope. And then and a corner, you see certain trends, even with Saul.
Mm.
Like, there's specific things about them that I took into account. That's just one at normal. That's umuntu mila behavior a certain way to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Because Mac would come here. As this bully says, and then he goes outside to go do
to go where?
Yes.
That's
lapo,
what he does.
That's a different Mac. Mm. As soon as he comes back, he's ready now.
Yes.
He's ready. It becomes a different person, which now he's in show. He's in the show.
Mm.
And then we go out to go gig. He's a,
that's a
totally
different
person.
Yeah.
You know?
What kind of Mac is the show guy?
Yeah.
The one who sits here, we know.
Yeah.
The one who sits outside and works.
How focus. I got phone is on booze. I'm a question.
Yeah.
Like, I'm as good as this is a podcast thing. What? Like, Usol no make, like you'd speak to them, you speak to them, they wouldn't reply. And the man, you were just speaking now. Like a minute ago, when Kuluman in conversation, umumo, umela, and then all of a sudden I was a reply, upis or something else. Or no man I copies.
They switched off. From the
and then when I switch, no man, but you like bro. Meaning me.
I've been waiting for your response.
Yeah, I've been waiting for your response. Yes. And then imagine. And in the beginning, I was like, "Laban bang undermine, laban." But now I noticed it's just a thing. Ubuguti, they just switch over because Nakona also road manager to Sol. So in the car, would speak, and then wanini ni nyakuluma, singa nyakuluma ngiwan, utuli, and it's the truth.
I would wait that. We are undermined. Guys, I want to make room to speak to some of the other crew members. Jeez. Thank you so much.
Be good.
It's been so much fun. We can carry on another hour, but we're not going to do that.
This is over cool, man. South 17.
We'll find out more about working with Sol. We'll find out more about working with Ghost Lady. Maybe finally we'll reveal. Do people know who Ghost is?
They think they know.
Okay, got it. Well, she might be Ghost Lady.
You'll never know.
So I'll be carrying on with this with other guys. Thank you so much. You guys rock, man.
Thank you, guys rock, man.
All right. I did say today it's a special program. It's really about celebrating a podcast and chill crew. These are the guys who are responsible for making all of this possible. And behind all of this, there's a Black Studio. And Black Studio is a Tato Mokgomo. Yes, let's do that again. It's a Tato Mokgomo and a Chibigi Chibi.
What
ring Tibla?
Ah, get sharp.
Why is your Tibla like a little bit of a color?
Yo, get it.
Yo, it makes sense.
No. You put Tibla like a Grotman.
It makes sense.
You've accepted this. Where did you get the Tibla name?
This name I got it from our friend Blake, ka first year.
Yeah.
So.
R.I.P.
We wear dress and everyone I got a nickname. I didn't have one.
Oh, hell.
So one day he was just like a Tibla. I'm like, I win. Don't call me that.
So you didn't like it initially?
At first I didn't.
Yeah.
But then as they continued calling me Kanon, I was fine with it.
Yeah. Okay. And now you're good?
Yeah. Because I feel like a plague and now it stays with me.
Yeah.
It's a memory for my friend.
That's so cool. Yeah. You apparently make fun of everyone.
I get it to me, bro. They bangwera.
Really?
Yeah. What special is Pew? So not this Pew, you always go back to back.
So it's very grudge.
No, I get this Pew, I think you personally. So I know I can go as hard as I can. So get that bag at this Pew. Yeah. Mara. I take it easy. I don't go for.
But you're just not.
Yeah,
let's go to how Black Studio was formed. Black Studio didn't exist.
Dave.
Black Studio did not exist.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a scandal.
Yeah,
for sure.
a big scandal, actually. Yeah. It's not quite similar to Spewer's situation.
Yeah.
But it kind of happened around the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Who's willing to tell? Egunescanda.
He will tell the scandal.
So, as everyone knows, there was like a Maligant, which it was me, Tibla, Neo, and Blakey. R.I.P. Blakey again. So we're working, everything was going well. And then someone decided to, I would say it as it is, Brad Dave, because everyone, people are asking us questions. What happened to. To you guys, what happened to Maligant? So, and we don't want to say what happened because, you know, it's a very sensitive issue. But now I feel like everyone need to know what happened.
Yeah.
So.
Finally.
Yeah. So what happened is that someone was stealing money from the company. And then because of his egotistic and narcissistic behavior, we couldn't reconcile the situation because he was like, ah, no, he didn't see anything wrong that he did.
Mm.
And we're willing to, you know, solve the issue and move and go past the situation because we are boys, we're from far. We understand where we're coming from and we understand the goal there. We want to go to.
Yeah.
But the guy was like, no, I didn't do anything wrong. If you guys want to end this, it must end. But just know it won't work.
So basically saying where you guys are going, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Without then, this person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were like, yo, boys, this boy thinks he knows a lot. You know, he can...
rock this thing alone.
He thinks, yeah, you can rock this thing alone. Mm. Like, gents, let's continue with what we started, you know?
Yeah.
And especially in the memory of Blakey. And then that's how Blake Studios was formed. Wow. So
it's Blake Studios young.
Yeah, Blake Studios is like 1 year old now, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, before Blake Studios, at Rest, when we were still students, we, especially our first year, because me, I was doing fine art.
Okay.
I was into camera.
So you can draw?
Yeah, yeah, I can draw. Okay. I can do sculpture.
Shabari sculpture, man.
Hey, man. How do you talk, man?
Yeah, yeah. So there, Tato and Blakey, they were the ones doing photography.
Yeah.
So on weekends, they were like, yo, boys, let's go help us out.
Okay.
This and this.
You were minding your business.
Yeah, I was minding my business. And I was like, yo,
not draw.
Yeah, because of school. But then I was like, yo, boys, do you know we can make money off this?
Mm.
Then they were like, yeah, let's start a company. We came up with the name.
Yeah.
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah, man.
So what happens is that at first, it was me and Blake. We were doing our own thing, photography-related stuff and videography.
Got you.
And then Mesh was doing his own thing. And then Mesh came to us because he saw the passion with me and Tsego. He was like, yo, gents, let's combine this thing and make it big.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, yeah, boy, you're onto something because you're doing graphics and you're good at what you're doing. And you're also good. We believe that if you can join this thing, it will be a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started working, shooting at clubs. You know, would get like celebrities that will document like Makuni Chan and Lamiz. We're doing very well.
Yes.
And then,
small monies, but as students, money. It was good money.
Yeah, we were students, it was good money.
Yeah.
And then also, there was also a gig that we got with Drip. It was me and Tsego.
Mm.
And then we got the gents to join us. And then this other time, Neo came, was like, hey, boys, you know what? I'm getting done with my studies.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the future has for me.
Uh-oh.
But I would like to, you know, join you guys and, you know, and learn from this. Wow. And then that's how Neo came in. And then Tsego was like, yo, because I'm always, you know, gigging, going out with Bola Mizi to gigs.
Mm.
I don't have much time. And I feel like you guys need someone that is going to assist you. And then that's how Tibla came on board. So it was two companies, Extraterrestrial, which was me and Tsego.
Yeah.
And then
there was Malikent.
Malikent.
On the other side.
And then we combined and made it one thing. How the name came to be Malikent and how we came to be Malikent as a whole, it was because of our company. It was not really registered. We were trying to, because we're students. We didn't, you see. And then we're like, Mesh, since when you registered, let's just put us as directors in the company, and then we do this thing as an entity. And then, the Malikent thing started going well.
And got this gig.
How we got this gig, I don't know, Tibla.
You want to tell us?
Neo was the first one to watch the podcast, actually.
Oh, really? So it was already happening?
Yeah.
Where was Mac recording at that time? The swimming pool.
Mac was recording at his place.
Okay, it was when it was really small.
It was when it was really small. And the guy that was shooting for Mac, it was Taban. Shots
Taban. Okay.
Shout out Taban.
Later.
And then this other time, because Mesh had contacts of Mac G.
Mm.
And then this other time, we were shooting at this other gig. Mac saw Mesh status.
Okay.
So we had like this nice equipment and lighting. And then Mac was like, no, I can use this voice.
Yeah.
And then I think Meg contacted Mesh to come and shoot this other interview. I think it was Proverb. Yeah, it was at M Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember very well. It was on the 27th of October. Yeah, 27th of October.
Jeez, you remember the day?
Yeah, ish. Yeah.
Did you think it was going to be a big thing at this stage?
With the rate of viewership that I was seeing on the show ever since we started working, like, we always believe that this thing is gonna grow like to where it is today.
Yeah,
you understand.
Yeah.
So, even the energy at the house, every time when we see a lot of people subscribing, we're like, "Yo, boys, we're really killing."
So you were aware that you are part of the growth of this thing.
Yeah.
You got just as happy as everybody else when you saw the growth.
I mean, when we reached 1 million subscribers, we were literally looking at the numbers to like. Up until 1 million subscribers, wow. And we were so fucking happy. I don't want to lie to you.
So you understand that it's yours as much as it's Mac's idea.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say like I like being on the spotlight. Say yeah, this is my work. Because when I was doing fine art at school, most lectures didn't know me.
Wow.
But they would like go and say, "Whose work is this? Can we see this guy? Can like 1, 2, 3? If all like." Well-known artists come to school, like they'll come and talk to me, like, "Yo, you must do this and this and this and this and this." So me, I'm not a person who likes saying, "Cause I did this, now I must go out there and tell everyone." I just like being in my own space,
yeah.
Seeing the growth,
doing the work.
It's all about the work at the end of the day.
Amazing. Yeah. Tell me, cause you're willing to tell the juicy stuff. Was there a time when Mac was paying, but you guys were not getting paid?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Brad Dave.
Mac was paying for the services.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys were not. Who became Black Studio? You were not seeing the money.
Yeah.
Because
let him. He seems more keen to say.
Because in Black Studios, this like let me say Malikan. This is how it worked. Because Mesh always spoke to MacGyver in terms of what we must do, the work. Mm-hmm. And we're like, "Yo, boys, and since when you can handle this, you are able to handle this, you can handle the situation of talking to Mac about finances."
Yeah.
And we have meetings now and then. But then in some of the meetings, we could see that some guys didn't want to involve everyone because he would leave alone and go to meetings alone. And when he comes back, he says, "Ah, it's my gig, 1, 2, 3, whatever. And it wasn't cool.
It was bad.
It was bad because at that time...
Pause. Don't bang.
Okay.
Because you can be aware of it.
Yeah.
I can hear it. It's loud.
At that time, we were not really doing well in terms of finances.
Your own lives.
Yeah, in our own space and time. Like, I used to go to school to do my PGCE, which is in education. So every month I'll call my mom. Imagine calling my mom saying, "Can I please have money to go to school?"
Yeah.
While I'm saying I'm working.
Yo.
And the money.
And when you say working, you're referring to this.
Yes. And the money when it comes to the house, it's like, "Oh, we have to pay rent, we have to pay transport, and there's nothing left."
Just
you understand? So
and yet you're working.
Yeah, yet we're
you shoot.
We shoot every weekend, every Monday.
But the thing that was helping, Nate, was we had Scrandis P.
Yeah, no. I just wanna
up shy the sound, yeah, colleague.
I wanna up that.
I need to love.
you can wear them now. It's fine. Okay,
I was so attached, boy. Yeah, it was really tough, Pratif. But it was the thing that was helping. It was we had like gigs on the side.
Okay.
So especially with me and Blake, when like we would work outside, would come and say, "Yo, gents, let's split the money because you guys will be at the podcast working and then we'll be out working also." So the man that we're doing on the side was helping a lot.
So you had this set up.
Yeah.
And yet you were now side hustling.
Yes.
And yet you had a side hustle. Because let's agree, this type of gig is considered as a side hustle by a lot of people.
Yeah.
So you had a side hustle and another side hustle on top of the side hustle. Just so you can survive.
Yeah.
It was a disaster.
It was a disaster, Bradev. And Blake was also doing Uber on the side.
Oh, no.
We had to make ends meet.
But did you at any stage of this part of the story, realized that there's money here.
Yeah, we did realize, but now it was a thing of like, you know, every time we'd want to set up a meeting with Mac, Mesh will be, you know, the wall between
go
us
between.
And Mac.
Yes.
Yeah, but I remember this other time the episode came late and then Mac called us. We were shooting Sizwe Alakain at this other place at Centurion or Midrand. I can't remember very well. And then Mac called us. He's like, hey, gents, I'm not happy with what's going on here. So let's, you know, chop it up.
What was it? What was the problem with that?
The problem
episode?
Was that the episode came late.
Yeah.
And then someone.
Why? No.
Tell us. See, I'm telling you.
Yeah, telling.
Yeah.
Don't
worry. Yeah, well, I'm
No, my eat.
So, when we edit, everyone is doing something on the episode.
True.
Maybe someone will cut, someone will do color, someone will do graphics at the end, and you know. So, someone didn't do his job.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, because they decided to go out and, you know, have fun, you know, spend money somewhere at the clubs.
Money that you guys didn't have.
Yeah. So, and then Mac was like, yeah, I'm not happy, guys. The episode came late and now, you know, we can't disappoint chillers and stuff. We're like, okay, we understand. Then you started talking. Then that's when Mac realized something.
Oh, you started having access to Mac.
Yeah.
Easier access.
Yeah, then we're like, so Mac, if there's an issue, just don't communicate with Mesh alone. Let us know also, because there's other things that you don't know. Because Mac would tell Mesh that, hey, yo, I'm not happy with this, but now the information will not come to us. And then we don't know. We think everything is going well.
Yeah.
And then, so the episode came late, and then, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It was bad.
I remember that period so well. I remember the day you then confronted Mac. Was that a difficult conversation to have when you confronted Mac with the situation you were dealing with? The bigger story, the we broke, but yet you pay us. Who started that conversation with Mac?
I'd say it didn't, like, from my side, it didn't go to Mac because I would always complain. And the person that I was complaining to, Gan, is the wrong person. You understand? Whenever I wanted to speak out, he was like, nah, boys, this is not the time. Hey, let's wait.
Oh, you were talking to
We'll talk at the house. Yeah. And then whenever I get to studio, I'm like, yeah, I want to talk to Mac. He'll be like, nah, boys, don't do that now.
So you didn't have access. There was a time where you guys didn't have access to Mac. Yeah, he was in the same room with
you. But the thing is, when we started, we were like, Mesh, we can all communicate with Mac. But now, because we trust you and then you know where we're from. And then you know, like, where we want to take this thing to. So you talk to Mac and then pass the information to us. And then we'll talk. But now things started to... information in wifi,
sure.
And then say what about our like we're really to one Mara. We were somehow divided.
You could see the division.
Yeah.
Was the financial division where Mara, those sneakers are new?
Yeah, there was.
We don't have food. Those sneakers are new.
It was
crazy. Just in your witness, this is cool.
Yeah, we can't.
But that happened.
Yeah.
Mara, there was things like, and it was evident. Everyone could see. Maybe like,
Give us a real example.
Yeah.
Yours, DJ.
Give us a real example.
This is podcast chill, man. We have to tell stories.
Yeah, Meg will make fun of the way we wear. Oh, yeah. Now, why are you wearing the same jersey?
Now, I was always wearing
Meg
stuff.
Meg would do that.
Yeah, because he didn't know. Yes. He didn't know, like, the boys are not getting all of the money. They're not sharing. Some of them, they can't buy clothes, whatever. Wow. Like, it was crazy, brother, because even when we go out, you could see, like, here, things are not corresponding. The other one is wearing high-end things, and the others is like, hey.
Are struggling.
What's happening here? You understand?
And you're from the same company.
The division in the company, that's what made it look like it's fine, because he was doing his own things, and then we were also doing our own things.
Ah, okay.
But the thing that was the thing that we're working on as Malik as and was this. Mm. So we had to make sure that this thing works.
Jeez.
But inside it was broken.
Ew.
Besides what was That's happening amazing. Inside, we like the work. We wanted to put the work first.
Mm.
Whether we wearing nice clothes or whatever, it was fine with us. Cause
so making fun of you, did that make you realize something? Or yes, maybe?
Yeah, most definitely. Cause I'll speak for myself. me and Mesh, we had a fallout before this fallout before.
Okay, okay.
So we were working for 4 weeks in Mamelodi.
Oh, really? Oh, there. Yeah, okay. All right. That's my hood. Yes. Yeah. Nice. I know that place.
So in 4 weeks, we used to get like money every Monday.
Okay.
After working, after giving them their work.
Mm.
And then we share the money because we're still at rest. We're like, yeah, poisons, 500, 500, 500. We are all nice.
Cool.
But then one time in December when we were supposed to get money, I didn't get money.
Yeah.
And I called Neo. I was like, yo, poisons, Kandi, what's happening?
Mm.
And it's like, they said they gave you money. But I'm like, hey, Kandi's like this. Mm. So when I came back, I was like, boys, now hard. I can't do this anymore. I can't work with the person who's going to lie and say, I did this and did this and did this. And then that actually broke the guys because me, I didn't want to be part of.
So you knew this long before it really happened?
Like, the vibe was there that something's wrong. Because even Blakey would complain. I still remember the last day when Blakey passed away, I was with him almost the whole day.
Mm.
So when we went to the house before he went to do his Uber thing, he was like, yo, poisons, do you know, like, I feel like the four of us, me, you, Neo, Tato, we can do this thing. We don't need this guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, boy, what do you mean? It's like, yo, boy, we've been working hard, Mare. Where are the results?
He blessed this move.
Where are the money?
Yeah. Boy, you know. Because the guy that could see there's something wrong. And you'd always,
long before.
Yeah, yeah, you'd always bring it up. And like, Jens, what do you think Mesh gets the money from?
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, man, he's doing his own gigs. But Blakey could see that there's something going on there. It's just unfortunate that.
Yeah, even the day he posted, he was like, yeah, poisons, next year, I feel like we're going to do bigger moves than what we're doing now. We just have to lose this bro. And I feel like that's what we did. Unfortunately, we lost Blakey on the same year. But then whatever he said, it's happening right now, right, Dave?
Blake Studios is blessed.
Blake Studios is blessed.
Man. Blake Studio is blessed.
Yeah.
But we cannot ignore the loss of Blakey.
It's
a huge moment. In not only the show, but I imagine in your lives, because you were much closer to him than all of us, because we just saw him walk in and he would be part of the crew. But to you, he was a brother.
Yeah, for me, for all of us, we like family, brother.
Yeah.
So I treat these boys as my younger brothers. I don't like they're not friends, they're not colleagues, or whatever. Mm. This is family. When I go to Tato's home, his dad is my dad. Neo's the same thing. Like. Everyone from Neo's family, from Tato's family, from Blakey's family, from my family, amazing. They know everyone.
That's incredible.
Yeah, so it's family.
The Blakey situation, bro, David, was hard. Yo.
Dude. It was hard for all of us. It was hard for all of us who were just watching from a distance.
Yeah.
Night really broke me because, months after he passed, it was very hard for me to, for it to register that that is no more.
Just,
it was really hard. I remember even Meg could see that I'm not fine. And then was like, hey, boys, are you sure you're fine? I can organize a therapy session or something for you.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, we can try it. But I only went there once because they shared therapy.
What is it? What is it that made you not want to go again? What happened? I've never been to therapy. So, maybe this will tell all of us.
So there was a thing of like, it was over the phone. The first one was over the phone. Mm. Then I remember I was going to work on that day when I had the appointment.
Yeah.
And then the lady said, got 12. And then got 12. Oh, yeah. Then I stopped work. Mm. I remember I was working that trip. Shoot. And then went to the car, attended the session. I didn't feel like it was helping.
Yeah.
So it was a thing of like, I'll get over this on my own.
You'll be strong.
Yeah, but it was hard, yo.
Yeah.
It was hard.
But I think, Pratibne, what helped the most is the three of us, we can sit at the house and like talk about everything that we've been doing with Blackie. Like, true. We laugh about it and it's so nice.
The memories.
The memories. Yeah, the
you still do it now.
Yeah we still do it. Literally every day. Whenever that's we see something amazing. Like, yo, if Blackie was here, yo, still remember Blackie did this and that. Like, it's a nice space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. The decision to live together, whose decision was this?
So it was Neo's, I think, because I'm not sure Neo will correct me.
Neo is the one that got a girlfriend on the show. We'll find out more about that later on.
What's a girlfriend? I'm a gulam. Neo's a gulam. Oh shit!
We all
no,
ta-
no
we're not taking anything out. We're not taking anything out.
No, Magesh, he hasn't caught you to Zosa Noba. No, total tavam. Just
we all pretended we didn't hear.
Yeah.
We were talking about the decision to live together.
Oh, the decision to live together. Yeah. I think Neo will explain it better, but I think it was Neo's decision because. I feel like even if like we would stay, there will come a time where like we'll have to stay at our own places. It will have to be in the same complex where we can easily go to Neo's place and then add in because I think it works better for us. So, the decision came from Neo, I think.
It worked.
It worked because it's as Neo, as Tibla said, it's like we are brothers. There's respect. I know there's things that I can't say to Tibla.
But you can say to Neo.
I can say to Neo. So, only respect.
Hotman ke mang, ke Tibla.
Yeah, hotman ke Tibla.
So, you behave like hotman.
Sometimes we have to be like hotman.
There
must be an adult in there. So, I check and then if I can't deal with the situation, I would like one.
And you guys are still together even now.
Yeah,
we're still together.
Yeah, I bet you right now there's someone who's thinking of leaving. Remember, Dudu told us that the salary increases that happen in your life. That's why she moved from Foslo to the north. Yeah. So, Nina, is there someone who's thinking of...
Yeah, but obviously, Pradev, there's plans. As soon as we are comfortable in terms of like finances and the business is running so well, for now we're just planning on making this business work very well. We get our own equipment and then we improve the quality and make sure that the business is working well. And then we can now decide to go to our own places. But yeah, it's in the plans because...
You guys are growing.
It's fine.
What is the complaint?
It's
podcast and chill. Tell us.
I'm fine. I got like you. Tattoo is a problem.
Where's that? Tell us now.
Like tattoo. Let me give you an example.
Let's go after this.
Too much.
Don't fight after this.
Definitely respect.
Respect.
Whoever is going to say, I trust him, is going to put it nice.
In a nice way. Like,
let's hear.
Okay, today I'm cooking. I have to clean the dishes and do whatever. Tomorrow it's tattoo.
There's always drama.
There's always a bit of drama somewhere, somehow.
Dude.
Like,
you said
now
respect.
Respect, Mara Pradev. I cook.
And then what's the problem? He cooks.
It's not like...
And he experiments a lot of things.
The food is always an experiment.
The reason why I don't like to cook
is
because of... And I'm not a good cook.
Okay.
And then the gents are always, dissing my food. Like, I boy, find a whole pill and don't worry, understand. And I put my energy and everything.
You put your love.
Yo, my love.
Yes.
And then when I was talking, I did your task.
It's nice, bro. I'm like, sibling rivalry. Yeah, so it's nice.
Let's talk about the moment when you had to now break away. And from the other setup, now you had to go on your own and have Black Studio. Was that tricky financially because you have to have equipment? Was that a bit of a challenge?
Nah, it wasn't a challenge for us because the equipment it's us already.
Okay.
It's ours.
Okay. So that division, because every divorce, in Ali, when it was a 30 motor, I mean, it was a 13.
There were things which were bought with the previous company or whatever. So I, for instance, me and Tato, we were like, nah, Poisons, you can't, when Mesh left, we said we can't take everything.
Okay.
Because you've been taking money and it's a lot of money. And even these things that you want to take, they don't equate to the amount of money that you took.
Yeah.
So we were like, aye, you're going to take your fridge, your clothes, that's all you're going to live with.
What?
Whatever staying, the PCs what? And whatever they're going to stay behind.
Was there resistance? Did he fight?
Yeah, he tried coming with, I don't know, those if securities or matragi or what. I don't, cops were even involved.
The breakup was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was a difficult divorce.
Yeah, it was a difficult divorce.
But I remember this other time, me and Tilo were coming from this other place to buy curtains for Marawastat.
These boys they buy curtains from Marawastat.
Ah, really ram pratif. The money is small. Agri
bausa chalet. So and then I got a call from the caretaker.
So, yeah.
Hey, boys, there's that boy that you're living with. Yeah.
He's here.
He came with other guys. He says he came to take his stuff. He was like, no, don't allow him until you come. Then we get there. There's these two guys.
Security guys.
Then you see there as well. Yeah, but I think he was not far.
Okay.
He just sent the guys to come and, you know, to sell us. But we're like, no, it's not going to work.
Wow, man.
And then, we told him that, boy, you're not going to get... Now I say he must not get anything, Shab Shab. Because... Still, he's taking more. Because he already took a lot from us.
Are you guys over that episode? It still comes up once in a while.
No, Pradev, I was over it and I was like, let's, you know, reconcile. But I never want to run away.
Okay.
So it was a thing.
Because he was a crude man.
Who?
Amongst Mesh.
I know. Mesh naturally in the national port, when I live in the West.
Yeah.
So, I want to tell you, but I'm not gaming another game because.
I'm not trying to drink.
All right.
Watch all.
Yeah, I got
you. I'm not a lot.
And Majita, I complain.
Majita, because I complain, Majita. It's a thing already. As I told you, there's respect.
How do you navigate through Jola at the house?
We are okay with this girlfriend. Everyone has their own room, so
yes.
Everyone has their own space.
They do what they want.
Yeah.
No one walks to the loo as a para like chiriao kanto aile kunte.
No.
Our respect.
Nah,
we understand.
How do you really want? And then,
yeah,
maybe
I do have a girlfriend, but they.
Do you want to tell us, Kima? Here.
Everyone knows her. Kesuela Mediga.
Hello, Zagaijo.
She's from Limpopo.
Where did you guys meet?
We're from the same village, actually.
Hey, are you sure this is not arranged?
No, it's not arranged, but
by families?
No. It's not arranged.
Nothing like that.
Do you
this is tough. This is a tough question.
Yeah.
Do you plan to marry her?
Yes.
Dima. No.
No, brother, we've been dating for 7 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
So now again, us not meet.
Hey.
He's enjoying freelance.
I wish to be like Neo in terms of like discipline.
Yeah.
No discipline, Pradev.
Really?
Yeah.
He's so disciplined. Like, oh, I'm gonna tell you now. The pillar that was holding Malikant, it was Neo. Even now. I'd say it's Neo go Break Studios because of our discipline. Now I can just say, I go edit and then I'm not going to do the interval. So Neo. Ufaga focus ya higher da spana spana feet, and then na kya push kya spana then na brate.
Mar
kya spana brate wa ugaro muti sa kya spana for sure. Yeah. But from a good interval and then I just like to relax.
You like taking breaks. It's all right.
Yeah, I like taking breaks.
It's all right.
Yeah, whenever he does his thing, he likes taking his time. Like
you see.
Yeah.
It's all right. Okay, working with Saul. How has that been?
Ah, Pinduga and that the Pinduga. Yeah. It's nice, bro, Dave.
Okay. You like
so it? It's like Spanale Hot Mania, Gawan. Marasol, I will lily too much. You will little too much, Mara will little too much.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah, Marana Gimoto Grand, or Naruto Malian, I would gigging sometimes, Rom Shooter. Yeah. And then, yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed working with Saul?
For me it's nice because me and Saul we kind of like the same.
Yeah,
like I like my own space. I like being quiet. I don't talk too much, Bradley.
People won't believe Saul likes his own space.
Yeah,
and
like
quiet and
the
silence.
The weirdest thing you can go to a gig with Saul only, and he will talk to you. 2 minutes later, he's minding his own business. So me, I understand him because I'm that person. I can talk to you now. Mm. 2 minutes later, I wanna switch off and like focus on other things.
Wow.
So it's actually nice. Actually nice.
Has this experience changed your life? This podcast and chill?
Yeah, it definitely did, bro, Dave. Especially with the energy that it's here. The energy that is here, it's it changed my life in a very positive way because now I can be me. I can be myself. So, yeah. I don't know about lots of changing life in each
give
aspect.
Us one example besides that.
I would say financially Razama financially. Yes. At least inyana we
but
can,
it's better than where you were.
Yeah. I would say that. Well, at least we can, you know, pay rent, we can, you know, spoil ourselves. Or when now I can take my person out and I can I can do things. So it really changed my life. And yeah, it's really cool to work here, but if I won't lie, like, you know, refimi, like, rentuwan, like, nkare, mejia ki itu rile nko venda kwa mara. Mara re-insync.
Orola dile.
Re-insync. Wala mo tobe ta step sa ya kwa. And what I like is that rafagana line ni nifu mo ngotwa sa ite. Mabon. And we know kore, ar offendan, even if barake aba gwera, kia itu nika skwere mang.
Okay. You don't know how far.
Still don't have boundaries because doesn't have boundaries. Look on it.
Spiro takes everything.
Yeah. Spiro, yeah. So it really changed my life, Pratev.
That's amazing. How has it changed your life?
Yo, Pratev, for now, like I said, I'm a quiet guy. I'm a shy. Like, I'm really, really shy. When I get to spaces, I hardly talk, whatever. So now, whenever I go home or go somewhere, people are like, you're that guy from me, your T blood. Yes. Now it's like,
you still want,
I still want
people not to know.
Yeah, I still want people not to know because I'm more of a energy-based person. Mm-hmm. I like keeping my circle so small.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you allow everyone in your life, and it's not okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
There's a lesson.
So everyone's
real as people.
So the circle that I have.
The circle
that
I have.
I was big, now it's short.
Why did you make the circle big?
I the circle was big and now it's small. So it's nice, Pratev. I mean, I have the people that I work with here.
Yeah.
Even Gofundu Nyaga, they're the only people that I talk to.
That's amazing.
The friends that
they are the family.
Yeah, they are the family this side. The friends that I have from home, I have time for them.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of friends, but they... It's like few.
That's
few.
Incredible.
It's only this. And at home, it's my cousin, it's my boy Soli. Mm. Like, it's not a lot of people. I like... Here's my phone. Here's my phone, boy. Here's my phone.
Let's see it.
It's my phone. It's like a techie. Yeah, it's off because you took my...
iPhone 1.
Yeah. I, brother, ish, my phone fell inside the water. Ish.
This is like the smallest iPhone I've ever seen.
And it's nice because I want to get ring a little by the time.
Because I can tell you're laughing on the sides.
No, it's crazy because ring a little go WhatsApp every day. So yeah, it has changed my life in a positive way. Because now when I go out with these people, like you, it's nice, but you understand. I become a happy person, I become myself, actually. Wow.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Last question, quickly. Most memorable moment of being a part of Podcast and Chill.
Memorable.
Yeah, flip. You guys have had so many. There has to be one.
Yo.
Dubai. Besides the blowjob.
Blowjob. That one is senorita. But I was holding my name. I was so boy. I'm a sports. I'm a sports.
I'm a sports.
Senorita. Most memorable.
Now I would say, bro, Dave, ne? Yeah, Dubai was nice. Nerile, ngara nerile go vacation.
Yeah.
Dubai was
actually,
nice.
I think you guys were, because what episode came out of Dubai?
Oh, we did. Episode.
Really? Yeah. I saw a tiny little one where something fell. Gara,
no, but there is panile, enjoy, and all the monate. Elisan Betin, it was the most.
Oh, yeah, memorable. Of course. The 1 million celebration. Yeah,
because I didn't understand, like, I knew the podcast is big. But as soon as, like, I got to San Bet, I was like, you.
It's amazing.
And the Dago stage, I was like, you want this purely no plucky. Only I lost people, you la mona. I know it was nice, but San Betty,
Dubai.
Yeah.
Amazing, eh? Most memorable moment?
I can also say Dubai, but Dave.
Yeah.
But there are other things still ring like that. Nice, that nice. And there's a lot.
Mm.
But then Dubai was nice because it was after my graduation, actually. So after my graduation, when we went to Dubai, I even told my uncle, Gara, you still remember when I told you as soon as I get my passport that I'm out?
Wow.
So now it's happening. It's like, how, dog? How? Mm. It's like, yo, where I work, this is what we do. We're traveling. Yeah. And everywhere we go in fun, it's an experience. It's a nice experience.
What was the first for you in this entire experience? For example, the first time you ever in an aeroplane, for example. What was the first for you?
The first? Yeah.
What you did is like, oh, I've never done this before.
To be like outside Africa.
Wow, yeah, look at that. Yeah.
That was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
a long distance flight.
Yeah,
long distance flight. Yeah, I wanna nake yo mona no la mona. You know, I'm training a lot to study Joe. Oh, naga need beverages. What you say?
How many did you take?
How many beverages did
you take on the plane?
I think my mom would be watching this. And what's about your son, we brought him.
Oh, flip. All right, let's leave that one alone. For you?
Yeah,
what was first for you with this experience?
Yeah, going outside of Africa. And actually getting to know like the people in the crew, actually, like Spiwi. We were neighbors, actually.
Yeah.
So
playing the boy?
Yeah.
This is the first?
No, it wasn't the first.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's just to clarify.
Clarify.
No, Nekabuti.
Okay, all right.
Just in case maybe we'll try to list Spiwi again.
was that your first playing experience?
Yeah.
Does this camera cut to here? Actually, it's a short here, Lana. Okay, well this. Where's you should organize sound, congrats.
Ah, congrats.
Is it good? It's not connected. Well, okay, let's carry on. You're so saying yes.
It was nice because I saw things that I've never seen before.
Mm.
You understand? Because I remember when I entered my room, I had a card. Ne?
Yeah.
I entered my room and I saw a place where I can put my card. When I placed my card, think everything switched off, curtains closed. I was like, it's pure emotional. What was
that was a cool moment.
Yeah, it was a cool moment. Like
everything goes.
Like if we were to redo things again, like I most definitely I wanna go to Dubai with
wow.
everyone actually.
What? It was not cool, eh?
Yo, it was we broke the laws even when they said there's laws that shouldn't be broken.
You did. In case they're watching.
We are cutting it out.
Oh man, you guys are amazing. You guys are saying it was the first time SP was ever on a plane.
Yeah.
First time on Olivia.
Yeah. That's the first flight I could remember. Because obviously get there and but that was the first flight. I was like, shit, bro, I'm at the airport. I was so excited.
We're talking about a few months ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm 28?
Just
or 21, yeah. Yeah.
If you've never been on a plane, well, comment and say, well, me too. We're starting a Me Too movement. So, but you enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was dope. And remind you, because then after, okay, I also flew to Durban.
Yeah.
And
so now it opened new
flights. And then Cape Town. Yeah, yeah. Maga, I wanna airline local.
It's not a guy who's only been on a plane, Chai 3, is already charging SAA. Anyway, thank you so much, guys. Yeah. I think yours is a special, special story. And I certainly hope to see this union continue and grow and become as amazing as it has. Not only the union with you and Podcast and Chill, but the union amongst you guys as a group of brothers. Because you continue to be brothers, and that's so special.
Sure.
So thank you very much, Jen.
And the Pratev Nersa, whatever we're saying here, we're just telling our story.
Of course.
We're not going for anyone.
No, of course.
Yeah, I don't want it to look like incarnate litzy or
tossing. A machine.
Yeah. So I love how we're Pratev. And it's actually nice working. Because every now and then when you see us, you ask us about the business, how it's going.
Yeah.
And you always have a conversation with us and in terms of our growth and whatever. So
that's true.
Shout out to you for looking out for us.
Thank you. Yeah. I've been where you are. Yeah. So, okay, I've seen this story I've seen before.
Do you think like...
I can tell you.
Tell us.
Do you think like... Honali future, do you think there's something promising? Do you think... there's something promising here.
I'll tell you, a lot of young people struggle to define their purpose. Mm-hmm. A lot of young people struggle to find what they are good at, or at least what they like to do. Mm-hmm. That's always a challenge that. And it's not only young people. It's a lot of us. A lot of even older people who are in careers that they hate now, and yet they've been doing these things, for this job for so long. And every time you guys walk in here, it always looks like you are cool with this. You know, this is what you want to do. You're not heavy. Your energy is not heavy. And when I see that, for me, it's like at least one tick is done. The love for what you do. And the rest of life falls into place once you've done that. And that's what I see. Let me give an example. 2 days ago, you guys were here and you didn't have a charger for the computer.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a problem for you.
Yes.
And I remember saying they're having such a small problem, but it's such a crisis in their life.
Yeah.
But it was just how this was a problem that you needed to solve. And you waited and you were thinking of ideas and solutions. For me, seeing that and seeing you guys always troubleshoot some of your challenges, for me, is a demonstration of passion, of interest, of people that you can rely on. People that you know that, no, they'll be fine. And when I walked in today, I remember I said to Neo, I must get this charger back. When I walked in, I found it on the table. And I said, see, these are the right guys. So when I see you, I see people that will do this and do this well and do this bigger. The only advice I'll give you, always look at this space as an innovative space. Mm-hmm. What else can we do?
Yeah.
Because you cannot rely on the two guys to make this show cool.
For sure.
It's the cameras and the editing and the ideas that will continue to make it grow as well. In this space that we play in YouTube, it's not only the hosts. Mm-hmm. It's also the gimmicks. It's also the extra stuff. And that's for you guys, because you're the ones that put the pictures on the screen.
Yeah.
But I say what you're doing is working, and I'm proud of you. I hope it answered your question.
All right.
Thank you, Pratif.
Thank you, Pratif.
Thank you so much, guys.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.